So I'll give you sort of a little running commentary on what's going on. This is a little, it's a little high. Adsz egy virágot? És a kefét? Máturim góstavátin rádhákandam gyűröm a hórárik már vessem. Praptója szepkipja szégrőtem, de tosszony hegrégen rédben dőszörendereik a körülnék a szündő. Rendában a széna hitába tárab szívába, csani a pöcsára hegrő. Gendén van dőgrő, szádai mennyire rélek, sovrári, törkrári, rélek, sovrári, kapragári, prapára plönöstök is, tök is, Lámas Isten Mánom, Apszács Putra Mátrasz, Rülpem, Rülpem, Tözsák, Zsám, Rülpurim, Máturim, Gostavát, Ingrát, Hákundam, Gérigam, Hólárik, Márvasszom, Praptói, Szabki, Piasi, Grő, Tannató, Sznei, Hégrő, Gánadén, Bandus, Varandarajka, Körülnék, Sándor, Bönyában, a Sinahitávatára, Sirrára, Panépacsára. Usually I just, well, Shambhihai takes care, is taking care of the Shilas, Giriraj, and other Shilas. And then, before I have to decorate the altar, so I decorate the altar. And then, these are different mantras that we do prior during to worship. Now, while I actually decorate the altar, I chant this Nishinga Tavacha, which I chant all the time, and then in the meantime, Radha Damodar waits, and actually I need to select a dress. Today is Thursday. Thursday. So every, actually, different days I'm meant to have generally different colored clothes. Sunday, yellow, gold. Monday is white. And Saturday is red. Although that's not hard and fast rule, but it's sort of a rule of thumb. In New Vajradam, I try to get the pujaris to do that, but often they end up putting on outfits that they like the best. So I have to decorate the altar first, otherwise once they're finished, I have to bring them here so the Shambhihai can make the offering. And in the meantime, he's got Jagannath and Lord Ramachandra, Srila, Lord Chaitanya, Radha Shyam, and Giriraj. And then he'll show you also this Jagannath, Srila, that Govinda Maharaj gave me. Okay. Sometimes it's not true. People in the world are saying that it's not true. Virajanam That altar that was made by one devotee in London, Ganga Narayan, that Radha Damodar travels in that altar. So they, aside from standing on it during the day when we travel, then they sleep in it, and that goes inside hand luggage. So when we arrived, they were also asking, because they could scan, they could see, is it, are they gold? So I misunderstood. I thought he said, is it God? I said, yes, that's God. He just sort of looked at me. I said, no, it's not gold.
It can be dismantled, Maharaj? It can be dismantled.
That altar?
Yeah.
No, that's as it is. It just there's a mattress that they go in. The two side doors close, and then it's this big.
Not the bigger one.
And that goes. Not the big white one. That's Govinda Maharaj's.
Okay.
No. Just the other.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that's. That would be really big hand luggage. And then here's Radha Damodar. They are the deities of Lord Chaitanya's associate, Swarup Damodar Goswami. And who I used to see for many, many, many years in Jagannath Puri. They were on the in the temple of Jagannanda Pandit. Their own temple had been sort of demolished quite a long time ago. And there's one road in Puri called Satasan Road, and that the history of that Well, it's a road. It used to be just a path long time ago when the Saptarishis, they used to live there. So when Lord Chaitanya came, he also had some of his associates, Haridas Thakur, Swarup Damodar, Vadnath Das Goswami, Chota Haridas, also Jagannanda Pandit, they all lived there. And but because Radha Damodar's temple was sort of demolished, so he moved in really across the street, practically speaking. But because he wasn't the main deity, so they just used to sit on a shelf on the side and didn't really receive worship, proper worship. So once when I was staying in Puri for a month, then we sort of systematically tried to convince the pujari that they should hand over the worship of Radha Damodar. It took quite a bit of convincing, and when we left Puri, we didn't have a penny to our name. They're originally, well, they're Ashtadhatu, they're brass. Painted them like this for different reasons. It's, although in one sense they're registered Indian heritage, but at least now they have nice jewelry. Before, Damodar just had a wire or flute. And they're getting their own offerings, and they're being worshipped properly. So that's unfortunately the case with many deities in India. What to speak of not being nicely worshipped. I've seen many deities, historical deities, that are already sort of abandoned or broken. It's the previous tradition where landowners would maintain temples and provide both wealth as well as land and so many other things for the care of the deity. That's over. Government only deals with very major temples, and even then, of course, they don't necessarily aren't so concerned with the standards of worship. So, but in any case, now they've been, 12, 15 years that we've been taking care of them. And they're getting to, see the world. I don't travel the whole world, but they get to go to other places. And occasionally I have to get them touched up. Yes, I put eyelashes. She's way too small, and even those are trimmed. Tried making such a small wig, but that was difficult. I haven't succeeded as yet for him. But particularly because the first deities that I worship, which I still have in Hungary, so if you come to Hungary, then you'll see them. A very beautiful Gornitai. That was a long time ago. That was 35 years ago. And they're similar to the Gornitai downstairs, at least in size. that Kishori worships, those were Govinda Maharaj acquired those deities. But it's too much for me to travel with both sets of deities. And then my most demanding deity is that computer, which has my office on it, that has my library on it, so that I have to also travel with. And so anyway, the agreement was with Radha Damodar that they would get all real ornaments, which is relatively easy because they're so small. Of course, they'll have to be made because they don't usually make anything this small. But it's a nice opportunity to be able to offer nice things to Krishna. Black is although black is not really something that's traditional to everyday dressing, but and Krishna's dress that you read about in Shastra is quite different than how deities are dressed. Krishna always dresses the same. Srimati Radharani doesn't. She will dress differently. But Krishna's almost always dressing in a yellow dhoti and wrapper. And sometimes Prabhupada says he has an orange belt, cloth belt. But that's the that's sort of his regular habit, just like Lord Balaram always wears blue. For deities, we don't always follow that system, and rather dress the deities. Deity worship is different than Krishna's pastimes in that Krishna's pastimes are based on his own natural spontaneous desire, do whatever he wants, and it's basically for him and his liberated associates, whereas deity worship is for practicing devotees. And so it's more regulated, and therefore we do things in a different way than we do in terms of the worship of in terms of Krishna's personal pastimes. But in order to get these garlands a little heavy, and in order to get them to stay in place, and sometimes you have to put these peacock feathers there because they give more support to the cloth doesn't. The Prabhupada's standard, as I can see, nice crown that they wore yesterday, and that's all made to measure, and I have a goldsmith in Delhi who makes these. One of Prabhupada's achievements and part of his mission was to actually reestablish the proper standard of deity worship, temple worship, that he himself saw deteriorate in his years in Vrindavan, and Prabhupada grew up with deity worship because Prabhupada said more or less that was his father's life. His father would get up early in the morning, or not even that early, got up a little late, around 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and Prabhupada said all the way up until noon he would just be doing puja, and then he would go to work, and then at night he would come back, and again Prabhupada would hear his father doing puja, ringing the bell. It's a real challenge. Actually, this process of deity worship was the Yuga Dharma of the previous age. And in this age where people are not so inclined to cleanliness, regulation, and it's extremely demanding, deity worship, temple deity worship particularly. Home deity worship is different, a little different, some different. But temple worship means every day the same thing, punctual, without mistake. You have to do it. And it's very demanding on the devotees because it's like having babies. There's no argument about what babies want. You have to provide them, but it's like that forever, as long as they're there. So it's a real commitment, and the principle is to please Krishna, not for us to have something we can sort of bow down to, and then a convenience, but actually that we base our whole lives around them. So temple worship, for instance, when you come to New Rajadam, then you see it's meant to be very opulent, it's meant to be elaborate. Even what we're doing there, Prabhupada had said that we should be offering two new sets of clothes every single day to the deities. That's quite revolutionary because you know, a set of clothes for Radha Shyamasundar costs around, I don't know, $3,000. So offering two new clothes every day is a real expense. And in Puri, Lord Jagannath used to get 56 offerings, not 56 preparations, that's what he gets now. But he used to get 56 offerings, which in 24 hours a day means every 20 minutes he would eat. So that's why sometimes one goes to sleep at like 2 o'clock and he's already up at 3, because he gets so many offerings. So that type of, when deity worship is done very nicely, when it's done very purely, then it brings auspiciousness. It brings auspiciousness not just for the worshippers, but for the whole city, the country, the temple. Home worship is a little different, but there, for the worship of Radha and Krishna, then it's meant to be at least like this: daily dressing, 3 offerings a day, and so on. With Gornitai, the standard can be different. Gornitai's main archana is chanting Hare Krishna. And they can be served in a more sort of modest way. But the idea is that it should be regulated. Once you, it's like you invite someone to your home, then there's a schedule, and then one sticks to that schedule, whether it's a very tighter schedule or it's a relaxed schedule, but it should be fixed. Okay, so Damodar had a interesting new outfit, and now I'm going to put them on the altar. And And Prabhupada's first deities were Radhananda Vishwara, whom he established. Of course, they're there. If you go to London, you can see them, Soho Square. Prabhupada Lilamrita, and the story is there of how Srila Prabhupada actually sort of kidnapped them, the deities, from someone. And then Prabhupada did this thing of introducing deity worship to Westerners, who, especially for Christians, you know, who were trained about idolatry, and that they're not supposed to be idol worshippers. You can move a little over here if you want. You can see there's the whole altar. You travel with them all. This is Lord Ramachandra. And of course, the golden one is Lord Chaitanya.
So according to the Pujaris, he was like that also. His hand was on his side. But at some time, it will be here as well as the group. The flute goes in his hand, but now he's going to make the offering. So then you put in the flute after the offering.
Clear.
Shagunda was black, with Chaitanya there was golden color.
Mm-hmm.
So then the only incarnation of the Lord is golden like that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So now they take the offerings, and they get the morning offering, then they get lunch, and then they get the evening. Although, but they have a special feature that anyone who wants to cook for them can bring.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to bring anything in the evening, then you can just drink and you just talk to
them.
No, now I'm saying you can always, always bring. And we offer it whatever anyone makes sure. Yeah. An offering should always have, of course, tulsi. Tulsi leaves. Okay, tulsi grows very well.
So is it okay to use the dry tulsi?
Yeah, if you have, if you don't have fresh, then dry is fine. Dry is acceptable. And even if there's not that, even sometimes we have just a twig, and we just touch with a tulsi twig, even if dry isn't available. But that's why in Hungary we have this huge, big greenhouse that we have to keep most months of the year. Or not most months, but the winter months, starting from October all the way through to March, so 5-6 months we have to eat. But that also is really integral to Krishna worship, and so it has to be there. Prabhupada introduced Tulsi Devi. Our worship right from the very beginning. Okay.
Thank
you. To show you here, that's a difference between in Hungary. I can't show you worship of Radha Shamsundar
over there.
Let's see. But for one day at least, then that's possible. When the curtains are closed, then one should be. It's not such a public affair. But the personal day at least, they're sort of more lenient.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for coming. Prime members of the family, and then they get care and attention. they want to protect. That was one of Prabhupada's visions, that people will take seriously again deity worship and then continue that tradition within their homes, pure conservation. And it brings about the auspiciousness.
Vrindavan, then you can get nice Gauri Thai deities. Yeah. Gornitha is the safest. They give everything, and at the same time, they don't accept offenses. Oh. That's why they're very safe worship. And then the main requirement is chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Okay, see you later.
Yeah, my guru wanted to take Nitya Seva. So is there a form or something? Maybe he will come and see in the evening or maybe on Saturday.
Yeah, I'll give you a brochure. Yeah. Kishore?
You
have the brochure.
Yes, because last time when you visited.
So on that brochure, okay. All the information is there just to make the transfer. And also there's an email address to just inform us. Well, first you want to know what the day is. We need to know what day would you like and see if that day is available for sponsoring. And then once you agree on that, then whether you're making the part payment or full payment, then you just
let us know. I guess this time for part payment. We want it all together, but now because we start with the part payment.
That's fine.
We'll give a date when we can do the rest of the.
Fine. That's fine. And then you just make the bank transfer. For us, bank transfer is best. Okay. Yeah, because then it's very clear. It goes through channels. It automatically goes into the dedicated bank account.
So everything, details are there in the brochure?
Everything's there. The bank information and all the transfer information, and first thing, and the email. So, Nitya Seva office, and you write to the office first. Let's work out which day it is. So we don't just get some Nitya Seva and we're not sure what the date is, and then we agree on what. And you have to think of what dates you would like.
I just got a thought that we do on the last puja of my Maharaj table.
April.
It is not fixed, Maharaj, because it's on tithi, it's on star basis.
But we're selecting also. You'll see that we're trying to select on solar calendar.
Oh, okay.
Because some people give solar, people give lunar, and then you get sometimes two on one day.
Yes.
And it becomes very confusing.
Okay.
So in general, because the majority of devotees want on solar, so we think, so you just pick, like this year it was 5th or something, or 6th is...
No, it gives, okay, that's
one, yeah,
okay.
One solar, but, and yeah, that's the only way, otherwise, it's like shifting dates all the time. Yeah, we have to choose one system out of the two.
Mm.
And most devotees all want solar cannon, but not lunar. Anyway, thank you so much. Very kindly. But everything there, if you want this evening, I can just go over it, put you on the brochure. Okay, well, you can see the things. I actually have it here also. Yeah. I'm just looking where my bag is. Wherever my bag is.